World Leader 2005 time. Previously, we left Tony Blair at Vegas Airport in an uncomfortable but well-lubricated position. Now, all the leaders are gathered for the opening dinner. Yeah, let's go supersize!
Gee, Tony, we sure are sorry about that body search you had at the airport.
Yes, Condi. So am I.
The thing is, Tony, nowadays security has to be tighter than a nun's ass, if you know what I mean.
Yes, well, I used to be able to relate to that metaphor.
Do you need another cushion, sugar?
No, it's fine.
Hey, look over there. It's Ayatollah Asshola. I hear he's pulled out the swimsuit section.
Well, that's probably because it's against his religion to show naked flesh in public, John.
No, that weren't it, honey. He's been disqualified for having an inappropriate tattoo on his tushy.
You're kidding.
Nope. Apparently, it's my old man licking his butt.
And that's inappropriate.
Shut up, Prescott. Well, I'm glad I'm not sharing my room with him. Do you know who you're sharing with, George?
George doesn't share with anyone, Tony.
That's right. As the most powerful man on Earth, I get a 50-room suite all to myself.
That, and there's also some serious personal hygiene issues.
So, I hear they got some big Hollywood star to compare the whole thing.
That's right. One of the biggest.
Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.
So, I'm like right in his motherfucker's face, see? And it's just me and him, right? And it's just so intense, you can cut the motherfucking atmosphere with a knife.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
And I'm thinking, if this motherfucking blinks, I'm done for. No way out, cornered like a motherfucking rat.
So what you do?
Man, I was so cool. I looked at him, then gave that motherfucker my autograph.
You shitting me, brother?
No, man, it's the truth, I swear.
God damn it, that's the worst story I ever heard. Now, you gonna tip me for using my bathroom or what, motherfucker?
Yeah, sure. Nice to see you got work since Star Wars, Sam.
Work? You call handing out towels and cologne in a men's washroom work? Well, allow me to retort.
I'd love to, Sam, but I gotta split. I'll call you.
Like fuck you will, you white, tight-ass, honky motherfucker.
Whack my bush.
Well, I'll be buggered. Is it me or is that a goat over there?
No, it's a goat. He's the newly elected president of Uzbekistan.
You what?
That's right. The people of Uzbekistan have just had their first ever free elections. Unfortunately, the ballot papers got mixed up with the best goat and show competition.
I don't flipping believe it.
Well, you better, sugar, because that goat has been elected to a 5-year term.
No, I meant that's who I'm sharing my bleeding room with.
Jeez, Tony, that's rough.
It's not funny. You're right, Tony, it's not funny. He looks real smart. I think we'll have to watch him carefully during this competition. Judges like that scruffy, unkept look.
If you want, I can always swap rooms with a goat and come in with you, Tony.
Well, let me see. One of you is smelly, obnoxious, and not house-trained, and the other one's a goat. I think I'll stick with the goat.
Suit yourself. Right. Must be off.
No, I was only joking. You can't leave me alone with him.
He's called Brian.
Yeah, he looks brainy all right.
Sorry, Tony. Yes. Gotta go. I'm meeting Arnie over at Caesar's for some gambling, then he's taking me to the White Stallion to fondle strangers.
Whack my bush.
18 red.
Bad luck, Freddy. Like the man says, always bet on black.
I wish you'd told me that before I put all our expense money down, Mr. Arnold. Tony's gonna be in the right tizzy with me now.
Don't worry. Time for Arnold to win big.
Place your bets, please.
Come on, 7 black.
Hold me, is that $1 million chip?
Heady cash. Come on, do it. Nya, 7 black, come on.
32 red.
I didn't hear you correctly.
Sorry, Mr. Governor. 7 black.
Hey, Freddy, look, we won. Let's go and celebrate. Big.
Great, hookers.
What my bush?
Oh, God. What now? Again? They only went 5 minutes ago. Look, I need my sleep. It's a big day tomorrow. I've got my guitar solo for the competition. All right, Brian. All right. I'm not changing the sheets again. Oh, I don't believe it. You filthy goat.
Will Tony be pooped from cleaning his roommate's poop? Has George prepared properly for his keynote speech on world peace? Who wants to be World Leader 2005 that badly? Find out in the next pooping, scooping episode of...
Whack My Bush.
Okay, listeners, just listen up.
That's what listeners do, Tony.
Shut up, Tom. We want you to tell all your friends about whackmybush.com. And just to prove we're serious about this, we've got a duck.
And we're not afraid to use it.
No, idiot. If they don't tell their mates, the duck gets it.
Ow, he bit me.
Don't let him go. Hey, get off the gum, you bastard bird.
Fucking hell, he's got the gum.
Run for it.
How the fuck can he do that without opposable thumbs?
Just shut up and keep running.
Ow, me ass.
Wag my bush, come on.